Here's another court case. A major eyewear company settled a suit brought by the EEOC on behalf of a male lab employee who was sexually harassed by a female coworker. The coworker expressed an interest in a romantic and sexual relationship with the male employee, but he communicated to her that he was not interested. Not taking no for an answer, the female coworker persisted over a year's time in talking openly about sex in front of him, touching him, and making inappropriate comments about his appearance. The male employee made repeated complaints that were disregarded, first by the lab manager and then by individuals further up the chain of command. The male employee left his job and his decade-long career as a technician due to the hostile work environment he was experiencing. The company agreed to pay the male victim $192,500 and also to improve its sexual harassment policies and training. The settlement specifically required the company to include examples of sexual harassment against male employees as part of their training program.